Session, like to entertain a motion to come out, please.
So moved.
Second, I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Cren, seconded by Councilman Redcorn, to come out of executive. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Cren?
Yes.
Councilwoman Herbie?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Councilman.
Coming out of executive, I'd like to bring Billy back up to clarify a few things.
Ms. Fonka, would you mind entertaining us on this?
You were called here to...
Motion passes, all that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, now go right ahead. Lacy covers us.
You told us in executive that you weren't prepared to give the full report with the numbers and the ballots and the different things that went out. You thought you were just coming out here to talk about the recount. And you conducted a recount, is that not correct?
25, we're gonna hand this out.
What were the results of the recount? We have them here in front of us, and that's really, I think, a public record problem.
The results of the recount was the same as the day of the election.
Ma'am, has this made it to your website yet, or to ours?
No, I was waiting for after this meeting.
I'm gonna entertain the council, we release that information today.
I think it's public record.
Yeah.
Yes, please continue.
And I can follow up, because there were some subjects brought up beforehand and that sort of thing, about some eligible voters that weren't on the list, being allowed to vote, because, you know, the list wasn't accurate. I wanna ask you this. The Constitution and our rules give definite criteria for who's allowed to vote in the middle council election. They have to be Osage, they have to be 18 years of age, they have to be on the annuity dispersal for the last month, for the last quarter prior to the election, in other words, the March, when it will be used for the choice, you know, I do. So, was there anyone, regardless of whether their address was correct or they were correct to put on the list before the mailing went out, was there anyone allowed to vote and their vote counted that did not meet those criteria?
Yes, sir.
So only eligible Osage annuitant voters were allowed to vote?
That is correct.
Okay, and there was some questions about the, and there's no rule within on those rules for eligibility that says anything about whether your address was listed on the mailing list that was given to the, as a convenience to the Osage candidates for mailings. There's no requirement for that, right? Okay.
May I say something to address that?
Yes.
In the office, whenever we had sent out the OMC notices and that request was sent back for a ballot, and then we would check it with the list that we had, and if it was incorrect, we notified them, we had the people notify them to get it verified, get it changed, get it straightened out, and then they called me back, and then I called up, we called over to the DIA and verified that it had been changed, and we did 36 of those.
Correct. And as follow-up on that, I've been involved in three elections myself, in the list, in the mailouts, and never once has the list you get prior to the election accurate. There's always some people who moved, who didn't tell the BIA, that, you know, for one reason or another, it's not accurate, it's just a fact. Everybody has the same list, though. You didn't give a different list to those who got elected, did you?
No, sir.
Okay, then there was some talk about the absentee ballots, you know, the envelopes and ones that didn't and ones that worked that way. Did any of the absentee ballots that you received, were any of them rejected because of any reason about not being the right envelope or as long as they were in by the deadline of the election day,
that
every one of them got counted.
Right.
You didn't find any of them that need to be rejected, be provisional, which is kind of unusual. Lots of times
they'll be
overcounts or they'll be, you know, overvotes or something.
Due to the fact of the envelope problem and or the stamp problem, we got together and I asked him as a judge and as a board, we decided to count everything that came in as long as it was in there the morning of June 4th, 2018.
Okay. So At least for now, I see our business as being concluded as a minerals council, because we've done our oversight. She's gonna come back and give a complaint report on numbers and maybe suggestions like what would do better for next time. I know Farrell, 4 years ago, had the best time. I wish we could.
That's correct.
I look forward to you providing us a similar situation. And to me, that's all questions I have for us. I want to kind of clean up some stuff.
Councilwoman Boone.
In the time that I asked you the questions in the open session, I did ask you about headright owners that you sent to the Office of Special Trustee to have their headright share verified on election day. You said they were about 7-10. And then I asked why did it need to be verified, because if they were on an eligible voter list, then their share was already verified. And the comment was that they were not on the voter list, were they allowed to vote? Your response was yes. I understand now that Mr. Crum asked you that very question, you said no.
No, let me clarify. If the voter came in and they were not on the list, on the annuitant list, they were sent over to VIA to verify that yes, they were an annuitant, yes, they were a shareholder. When they brought that information back, then they were put on the list and they were allowed to vote.
But as I recall, I did reference the CFRs. And it says that you can't change the voter list 3 days prior to the election. So in other words, the voter list shouldn't even have been modified, amended, changed in any way 3 days prior to the election.
Councilwoman, give the citation number.
9136. Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know. Well, there's a couple of things here. First of all, I've been helping with this in some capacity since 1986, and it's always been when the voter came in, that was the procedure that was used. Now, maybe that was not correct, but that was what had always been done, and I was following in that practice. The next thing is, I went back through this concerning one of the judges leaving the perimeter and coming back in. I did do some research on that. There is anywhere in here that says we cannot leave and come back. That's another practice that some supervisor at some point in time decided to do. But the only thing that I can tell you concerning the voting that day, if they came in, they were muted, I believe that's their birthright to vote, and they should be given every opportunity and chance to vote. Therefore, I sent them over to verify who they were. It was brought back, and they were let me vote.
So that is contradictory to the CFR.
No.
Ma'am.
Go on, I'll send
them. Council.
Thank you, Chair. And again, Ms. Ponca is the supervisor of us. But any communications between her and challenges, I understand it, needs to go. It has to run its course through yourself and whoever candidates have a problem with that. And I fully support that. But until that happens and it runs its course, I don't know what the Mineral Council can do. I don't think we can do anything. I have to find out. I have to do a little research. We can't sit here and vote on it. That doesn't sound right to me. Or we're going to have a motion in a second to do something on the election is not correct. So I hope that we can process as is, which I think is sound and solid. We've been doing since 86. Communicate with the challenges, let it run its course. And then she gave us a report saying this is all the things I can do, and she's done. Maybe that's not enough. Back communicate with her and continue that conversation and let it run its course.
And may I add, that's the only report we listen to an executive. Does the council feel like releasing that? It's already signed and delivered. I mean, I have a great audience here. There's about five of you out there. It really matters.
Yeah. You talking about the recount?
Yes.
I thought we already said that when we started this meeting.
Sir, I'm out in open session now.
No, I mean when we start open session. I'm certainly for it.
I just need that, yes, let's do it.
Yes, let's do it.
By the way, I'm having the copies made for you now, so yeah, this is gonna work out. Thank you, dear Councilwoman.
Councilman Redcorn, before you had said something about you didn't know what our authority was and that kind of thing, so you mentioned talking to an attorney. Do you want to contact our attorney?
Again, I'd like this to run its course.
Excuse me.
I would like Mrs. Bonker, who is the supervisor of this election by federal law and supported by the Constitution, to let it run its course. If that all fails, then we need to call.
Yes, please.
So my question is, when are you going to come back with your final report?
I can do that Wednesday.
Thank you, dear. We'll see you Wednesday.
May I make one comment?
Sure.
I had a phone call from Wilson Paxton, and he wanted to express to you all that if you need his services, he's available.
At what rate? That's very nice. I appreciate that offer, because that's exactly where we're headed. We're going to make Osage deliver our future. Not stating I'm hiring him yet. Council, we've got to close up. Go ahead, dear. I don't read half of my Facebooks.
I believe we took care of they come out of the executive. Can we move on to old business?
Yes, sir. I'd like to ask that we move up to old business. We move Frederick's draft changes, let everyone review them. You've already had a couple of options to see these before.
Yeah.
How'd you like to handle that?
Well, I'd just like to point out that they're in there. I think these could well be handled next week. For the microphone for the people that are not in here, what these are recommendations by our attorney, Frederick Pickles and Morgan, that they actually recommended to us a couple of years ago, we haven't done yet, in which we recommend changes to the Osage Nation law that will establish trespass guidelines for trespassing onto the mineral estate. And so it gives us another tool in the toolbox to fight people who wish to trespass on the mineral estate in Norris, such as wind farms. It's not an end all, but it's a good method, and I've never been shy that not all Frederick P. Morgan's workers, because I've been fully on board with, but I think they did a good job on this of looking over what exists in Osage Nation law now and the changes that are being made. Also, if you notice within those recommendations, there are some recommendations for resolutions that will need to be passed by the Osage Minerals Council for them to facilitate those laws when we need to. So I would suggest we make those available to our new members for sure. That was recommendation we have set down. So you can see what they are.
They'll be the ones handed to. We got that covered.
So that's what they're there for. Look them over. I would very much like to get them set over. Remember when we talked about the chief, I don't know if it's necessary, but talking with the chief was there that day, he said we can make him come into special
session
to take care of if we wanted him to.
I met with two of our Congress people, and we're already on the road to that, and they'll expressly take it in and help us with the writing of the laws. We're going to have a chair in this next one, and we're going to need it, because that's going to be the first thing a couple of you are going to be sent to fix it. Thank you all so much. I'd like to ask for committee reports. Go to Wednesday. With that, I'd like to motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Ma'am, go right ahead, Council.
Second Chair Redcorn brought a situation where we were to have a legal opinion on an issue, and I would like to have that in writing from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Can somebody follow up on that? Opinion
Council.
About the voter list. Can somebody follow up on that?
It's not me, Chairman. This Councilwoman Boone referenced another red thing.
Second chair,
yeah, that's statement. I didn't
know. No, I was actually entertaining. the effort of, well, the answer is.
I just want it in writing.
No, when we have to deliver it in writing, we will. I've been to federal court 3 times. I've handled 5 elections, 2 referendums, and we handled everything on the spot. When that time comes, yes, we'll have that letter.
But Ms. Redcorn already discussed that we got it verbal. I just want it in writing.
Then I can have my second chair take care of that.
Thank you.
Well, is that all right with the council for me to do that?
I vote no.
How many copies actually do we have? I might give you one of the 6 ones out here. And you give them my copy of that.
Council?
Yes.
Not council, no, but the letters. No. Oh, these. Yeah, you got my copy.
I think.
Second chair.
I think for the information for people that are in the audience, that I'll tell you what happened at the last meeting that we had. A question came up about the use of the voter list, and Councilwoman Boone had asked an opinion from the AG's office on that.
Marion, you don't need one.
And then, the superintendent was not in here, but the second, the other superintendent, Mr. Whitlock. Was in here. And I asked him, I said, what is the opinion about this question, about the Bureau involvement? I said, can you tell us what would be right on this? Because he said to, my question was, if the Bureau could be involved, and he said that the Bureau, once they handed the list over to us, the Bureau was out. And I said, okay. And so he said, well, I will check with the solicitor for you. And so I called him the following week and asked him, and he said, the solicitor said, if the Minerals Council wants an opinion on that, they will have to put it in writing, and then the solicitor will answer in writing that the Bureau doesn't have anything to do with it once they hand the list over to us. That's what Ms. Boone's talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Just for your information.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Council. I had a motion on the floor to adjourn.
I need a second.
Second.
What would you like?
I wanted to know what the legal ruling that you had, Ms. Boone was talking about, you wanted to write.
This is a request that the second chair had brought up to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's not as much as a ruling, it's their answer to this request. And if they would like to contact and get that answer, that's fine. But the law is not in question here. Or otherwise, we're going to have to start being a lot more quiet.
Well,
folks, we're up against it now. Has anyone forgot? They got $40 billion to fight us. Let's stay focused.
So just the...
Well, it seems to me that the problem I read in the Osage News and listening to Ms. Boone, you all have the same problem, you all have the same risk, you all have the same questions. I don't know why she wants...
That's her privilege.
Her privilege as a private person and not as a member of the council.
It is my privilege as a candidate. Yes, not just as a private person.
Well, and not as a member.
But so are we. Thank you, dear. That's all we're going to have. Motion adjourned. Call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Brother, you better rent him clothes here in 1 hour. Yes. Andrew, that means you too. He's looking good.
You, I think.
Councilman
Meeks?
Yes, of course.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilwoman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Thank you all.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes. Yes.
Motion passes.
See you Wednesday. Thank you all. Does anyone need a copy of this cap? Anyone?